Lindbergh, Pioneer Air Scout, by Laura Antoinette Large. For hundreds of years, men have wished that they could fly like the birds. Men first made balloons, but they could only drift with the winds. Then, just a few years ago, Orville and Wilbur Wright made an airplane. When they first tried it, they could keep it up only about a minute. It could fly only a quarter of a mile, but that was only the beginning. We shall now see what a strong carrier of men and messages the airplane has become. Off to Paris. It was a few minutes before 8 o'clock on the morning of May 20th, 1927. On most days, the sun is up and shining in the city of New York long before that hour, but on that morning, the sun was not shining. The sky was overcast with clouds, and there was a mist hanging over the city. A tall, slim young man stepped out of an automobile at the aviation runway on Roosevelt Field. A beautiful new airplane with the name Spirit of St. Louis stood nearby. The tall young man stood still a moment. He looked up into the sky toward the east and northeast. The weather was bad around New York. What was the weather out on the ocean over which he was to travel? What would it be later in the day? What might it be that night after darkness had set in?